Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I'm going to start with 1952 Clef record of Chico O'Farrell. It's called Guess What? On piano, Gene DeNovi, the soloist on trumpet, Bernie Glow, Flip Phillips tenor saxophone, Charlie Kennedy alto saxophone, Eddie Burt on trombone, and the superb drumming throughout by Don Lamond. Here's Guess What? By Chico O'Farrell.
Thank you.
Chico O'Farrell's Big Band, Guess What? The composition for Clef Records, 1952. Here's Lester Young, his tenor sax, and his friends in Los Angeles, 1945. Thank you. the great artists of the 20th century, Lester Young, in Los Angeles, 1945, for Aladdin Records. These Foolish Things, the ballad, written by Holt Marvel and Jack Strachey. And Jumpin' at Mesner's, put in the group, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Lester on tenor, Dodo Mamarosa on piano, Freddie Green guitar, Red Calendar bass, and Henry Tucker Green on the drums, Lester Young. Cleo Brown now, 1935.
Me and my one, just on one. We haven't got much money, but our skies are sunny and blue. Me and my one, just on one, can make the dreams I'm dreaming and the schemes I'm scheming come true. Rain or shine, he's all mine. We'd be a millionaires all our lives. Live on love is the plan we follow. Me and my wonderful one. Ah, oh, baby, we're cozy with a cottage cozy and deep. Thank you.
Cleo Brown started that set for you, playing the piano and singing. Me and my wonderful one for Decca Records, Mike McKendrick, joined her on guitar. Leonard Bibbs, string bass, and the great Tubby Hall on drums. Then Albert Ammons, 1939. This is a jam piano roll from Ammons' Blue Note 78 of 1939 of his own composition called Suitcase Blues. Cleo Brown and Albert Ammons, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you, and let's go to a rare Duke Ellington gathering at Lenox, Massachusetts, at the Tanglewood Music Festival. I think it's the late 50s, maybe 58. I have it on tape. I believe it came out on a Queen disc, if you want to go look for a record of it. We will hear Black and Tan Fantasy and then Harlem Airshaft, two classic early Ellington works that he presents to the Tanglewood Music Festival. And then a jump back to 1940 for the Victor 78 issue of Harlem Airshaft. That band is like having the Bauhaus on a 78 record. That kind of thing, the great school in Europe for artists. And it always stuns me when I think of how many people are in that band and it all works together. I started with Ellington's band at the Tanglewood Music Festival in Lenox, Massachusetts, 1958. Black and Tan Fantasy, and then Harlem Airshaft. And moved from that time back to the Victor 78 issue in 1940 of Ellington's Harlem Airshaft. It's an interesting composition. It basically puts Cootie Williams and his trumpet against the saxophones and Barney Bigard and his clarinet against the trombones and works that out. Ellington, 1958 and 1940. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Thank you. I never heard before. Those darkies down there, they sure know how to blow those heat-flat leaves. Say, ain't it a dream? I just want ice cream. Oh, Papa, oh, Papa, oh, Papa, Papa, Papa. Oh, Daddy, oh, Daddy, oh, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. Your mama is crazy about those heat-flat leaves.
Margaret Johnson, 1923, for OK Records. If I Let You Get Away With It, and E Flat Blues. She's accompanied by Clarence Williams, Blue Five, a very famous band of that time. Thomas Morris, cornet. Charlie Irvis, trombone. Sidney Bechet on the soprano saxophone. Clarence Williams at the piano. And Buddy Christian on banjo. Margaret Johnson. Here's Alan Eager, 1946, his tenor saxophone for Savoy, and one he wrote based on I Got Rhythm and based on Jumpin' with Symphony Sid. He calls it Symphony Sid's Idea. Mm-hmm. John Eager, 1946, with his tenor saxophone. Symphony Sid's Idea, based on I Got Rhythm, by George Gershwin. Ed Finkel's playing the piano. If you want to follow him, he did some beautiful arrangements about this time, 46 and a little later, with Boyd Rayburn's Experimental Orchestra. Bob Carter here on bass and Max Roach on drums. 1939 now, Count Basie for Columbia, and Helen Humes singing a Harold Arlen Ted Kohler favorite of mine, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Was Helen Humes, and she was singing with Count Basie in 1939. She did some beautiful work, too, for contemporary records in the late 50s. I suggest you, if you like her, to go find those. That's Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, Harold Arlen, Ted Kohler did that. Harry Sweets Edison was playing his trumpet there, Lester Young his tenor. Basie in 39, Helen Humes right there, beautiful singer. Coleman Hawkins now, his tenor sax, 1955, and a classic, I'll Never Be the Same. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins, tenor saxophone, 1955, and I'll Never Be the Same. Earl Knight on piano, Wendell Marshall bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums. I can't remember right off the top of my head who the guitarist was. I'll try to remember later. Coleman Hawkins, I'll Never Be the Same. Okay. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I borrowed that name, by the way, from Martin Williams. You might remember him early on, great writer on the art. For Verve Records Now, 1987, I present to you Michele Petrucciani. Michele Petrucciani at the piano, 1987 for Verve, and one he wrote called She Did It Again. Gary Peacock on bass and Roy Haynes on drums. Michele Petrucciani. Here's Mike Pacheco, 1957, and his bongos. Thank you. Chaco, 1957 on bongos for Tampa Records. Oscar Moore wrote the first one, Up Tempo. And, of course, he's playing guitar. Carl Perkins on piano, Joe Comfort bass. And Pacheco playing the bongos, as I said. Buddy, Can You Spare a Dime? That's a classic. Beautiful tempo on that, too. Billie Holiday now, Them Their Eyes, followed by Carmen McRae and her version of Them Their Eyes.
The first time I looked into them eyes, you have a certain little cute way of flirting with them eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no stalling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you started something with them eyes. You'd better look out, little brown eyes, if you wise. They sparkle, they bubble, get you in a lot of trouble. Ah, baby, them
little cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they'll get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them. There's danger lurking in them bare eyes. Thank you.
something with them their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise. A little brown eyes sparkle, bubble, they get you in a whole lot of trouble. I'm looking for the boy with the wistful eyes,
Them, Their Eyes, written by Maceo Pinkert, lyric by William Tracy. For Vocalion Records, 1939, Billy Holiday and his orchestra. Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Kenneth Holan on tenor saxophone, Tab Smith on alto saxophone. Then Carmen McRae, 1972, her version. Norman Simmons on piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Walter Perkins on drums, Mundell Lowe on the guitar, and Eddie Lockjaw Davis playing the tenor. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and Charles Mingus now for Bethlehem Records, 1957. This one he wrote from New York called West Coast Ghost. From his time in L.A., I suppose. Jimmy Nepper playing the trombone, Shafi Hadi on alto and tenor, Clarence Shaw trumpet, Danny Richman on the drums, and Bill Evans at the piano. Thank you. Charles Mingus from his East Coasting Bethlehem record. And that's called West Coast Ghost. I think memories of the West Coast. He grew up in East L.A. Jimmy Nepper trombone, Shoppy Hottie tenor and alto, Clarence Shaw trumpet, Danny Richmond drums, Bill Evans on piano, Mingus on bass. West Coast Ghost. Nice sound there. All right. Miles Davis now, classic. I want to remind you, you're listening to KPLU. We're here for you all the time, 24 hours a day, and happy to have you out there. My little slice of the pie is Sunday 3-2-6. Kind of Blue, Columbia record, 1959. We'll hear So What and Blue in Green. Miles Davis from his Kind of Blue Columbia album of 1959. Two selections from that record, So What and Blue in Green. Miles on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley on alto, John Coltrane tenor, Bill Evans piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and one of the great early drummers in this art was Chick Webb, and he was part of the discovery of Ella Fitzgerald, among others. And so here for you are four selections by his great band from 1934 and 1933.
Thank you. coat and get your hat. Keep your worries on. God don't doubt. Just don't wreck your fears, oh baby. To the sunny side of the sea. Can't you hear the bitter bay? Bon to the dee da do that love. And don't have it too. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Cause I used to walk in the shade, off with those blues on parade. Oh baby, and I'm not a rabbit at all. But did if I never ever sing, I'll be written Rockefeller. With gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street. Thank you.
Chick Webb's great band from 1933 and 34. Webb's drumming. And amazing arrangements by Edgar Sampson, who played violin and alto and clarinet. Sandy Williams trombone. Elmer Williams tenor saxophone. All of that. We heard Let's Get Together, Blue Minor, on the Sunny Side of the Street, featuring Taft Jordan singing for you and playing his trumpet, and then the classic Stompin' at the Savoy. Must have been something to hear the bands at the Savoy. Had to be big bands, and that's why there were big bands, because the dance halls were huge, and you'd have 3,000 people dancing. A lot of noise, chatter, and all that sort of thing, and a band at one end. Maybe another band at the other end, and they'd have a contest. But quite something, quite active. Chick Webb, his drums, his band. All right. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. A Stranger in Town was written by Mel Torme. It's a beautiful piece. Charlie Spivak's orchestra, his trumpet, and his singer Jimmy Saunders are going to do it for you right now.
Just a stranger in town. Everywhere, everyone I see seems to wonder who I can be. And I swear no one seems to care about a stranger in town. On a lonely old street, the weeds have grown round the gate. Somehow I felt that you would wait here, my sweet, and it looks like I'm too late. Guess I'll leave on the 12:02. I can't believe that there's no more you. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown?
night. The set started with Charlie Spivak, his trumpet, his orchestra, and Mel Torme's composition, A Stranger in Town, sung by the band vocalist Jimmy Saunders, then Buddy Tate and his band, Somewhere in Argentina, 1970, and one they call Blues for Johnny. Johnny Hodges, the great alto saxophone, died in 1970, and that's for him. Wilbur Bascom on trumpet, Eli Robinson trombone, Ben Richardson clarinet, alto and baritone saxophone, Tate on tenor, Nat Pierce piano, Eddie Jones on bass, and George Reed playing the drums, Buddy Tate in Argentina, 1970. I have that on a tape. I don't think it's available any other way. Might be. Hope so. Look for Blues for Johnny. Buddy Tate, 1970, and it might be right there for you. All right. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And this program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and support for KPLU comes from you and...
A jazz interpretation of a semi-classic. The song is you.
Start then melt away.
inside me. Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let it know? Why can't I let it know from my heart to sing? Beautiful rhapsody of love, youth, and spring. Music is sweet, the way to truth, as long as we can.
That's Anita O'Day, Chicago, 1958, for Verve Records. Star Eyes, written by Gene DePaul and Don Ray. And the song is You by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II. With Miss O'Day, Joe Masters on piano, Larry Wood bass, and John Poole on the drums, Anita O'Day. Here's Joe Jones, his drums, Ray Bryant's piano, and his brother Tommy on the bass, 1959, and Cubano chant. two trios for you. The first one, Joe Jones, his drums, Ray Bryant on piano, his brother Tommy Bryant on bass, and Cubano Chant, 1959, for Vanguard Records. Then Les McCann Trio, also 1959 in Los Angeles for World Pacific Records, Fish This Week, written by McCann, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Ron Jefferson on the drums. This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And here's Count Basie, 1958, followed by Django Reinhardt, 1947, and then Lem Fowler, 1929. three we have? Let's see. Count Basie, 1958, doing Half Moon Street, written by and arranged by Frank West. For Roulette Records, Basie, of course, on piano. Thad Jones, trumpet solo. Benny Powell, trombone solo. Django Reinhardt and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, 1947. Stefan Grappelli on violin. Django on guitar. And Blue Lou, written by Edgar Sampson for Swing, 78. Then a QRS piano roll, 1929. Lem Fowler playing his own Number Runners Blues. Count Basie, Django Reinhardt, and Lem Fowler. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Okay, let's chase the composition. Melancholy Baby, written, I don't know, sometime around 1913, 14, in there someplace. It was written by George Norton, Maybelle Watson, and Ernie Burnett. We'll hear Claire Austin sing it for you, 1956 for Contemporary Records, and then Charlie Parker, 1950, on his alto.
Come, sweetheart mine, don't sit and pine. Tell me of the cares that make you feel so blue. What have I done? Answer me, hon. Have I ever said an unkind word to you? My love is true, and just for you. I'd do almost anything at any time. Dear, when you sigh, or when you cry, something seems to grip this very heart of mine. Come to me, my love, and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancies, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines soon. Away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Molly Baby. A couple of places for you. Claire Austin singing in Los Angeles, 1956, backed by Bob Scobie on trumpet, Stan Reitzman, piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Morty Korb, bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums, then Charlie Parker, 1950, and with him, Dizzy Gillespie, Thelonious Monk, Curly Russell, and Buddy Rich, trumpet, piano, bass, and drums, respectively. And the introduction by Monk is something. Monk is such a wonderfully percussive pianist. Here's one of my favorite songs, voices, and it's Bessie Smith, 1926, one she wrote called Baby Doll. Joe Smith plays cornet and Fletcher Henderson piano behind her, but it's just a reality check. Here's Bessie Smith and Baby Doll. Bessie Smith, excuse me, 1926, and her composition, Baby Doll, with Joe Smith, who was in Fletcher Henderson's band, playing beautiful stuff, playing cornet there, and Henderson, Fletcher Henderson himself, on piano for Columbia Records, 1926. Let's bring in an 86-year-old man. The year is 1969. It's Hubie Blake. He'll give us another 14 years. He lived to be 100. And he decided to make a record for Columbia and play some old things of his. So here's what it sounds like on the piano. Be 86 years old. Here's Hubie Blake. ¶¶
Around. Now, let me get it right now. I was at the gold field. It's got to be after 1907. I wrote about 1908 or 1909. Called Tricky Fingers. Huey Wolfert used to play this after I taught it to him. He was my competitor, you know, see? Great piano player. And I'll play Tricky Fingers now. Okay, here I go.
Ruby Blake, in 1969, at the age of 86, doing three of his many compositions, Poor Jimmy Green, Tricky Fingers, and Memories of You, all for Columbia Records, 1969. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.